Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
See, the people want him. This demon. That's what they want, the demon. I'm not talking about President Obama now. I'm not talking about President Obama. I'm talking about a demon. Said, people want me. So I said, oh, Lord, I dare not tell anybody. I didn't say a word. People heard what I was saying, but they didn't know what I was seeing. So I didn't tell anybody. So finally, they started putting pressure on me. And this group of folks I pray with a lot, you know, and been around a lot like some of you here. And I said, all right, well, turn it off. Turn off the recorder. We're not doing that now. But I said, turn it off. And I did tell them not everything, but most everything that I saw. And then, of course, I went on from there. That's the latter part of October. And I went there to Athens, Georgia, to Pastor Tony and Denise Cowan's church, which your pastors would know them too. And so I was there at their church. And Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday night, and then the election's going to, this is in November, the election's going to take place in the first Tuesday of November, right? So this is what, November 4th, 5th, 6th, somewhere right in there, the first Tuesday. And so Sunday morning, we had church, and I preached a different message, and Sunday night, I preached, and then we prayed after the Sunday night service. Monday morning service, same thing. I preached the message the Lord gave me about the state of the nation, about the state that the United States was in. And then we began to pray for the nation of the United States of America. And a spirit of intercession came on us. And I began to weep and cry. And I don't do that often. But I was praying and asking God to forgive us of our sins. It was the Holy Spirit praying through me. I was doing the speaking, but it was like he was giving me the words. And it was like I was standing beside myself, hearing myself pray. Of course, I wasn't standing beside myself, but that's what it seemed like. And when I got through praying, it took about, 45 minutes to an hour. It's like I was just wrung out. I just wore out. Because, I was in intercession for the nation and for the body of Christ. It's like you take an old wet dish rag and just squeeze it out. That's the way I was, sweaty, everything from praying for this such a fervency, weeping and crying. And that spirit and it was on everybody there, that spirit of intercession. And I knew I had emptied myself of everything that could be prayed to change things for this nation. And so, but I knew I had not had a response from the Lord about it. And we got to come back that night, or we're coming back that night to church on Monday night for the election on Tuesday. And so, I taught a message that night on the state of the world address. You know, they give the state of the nation address. I give the state of the world address. And I'd never preached it before, never preached it again, may never preach it again. But anyway, and then we started praying. And we're going to pray again about the presidential election. So I started off praying. And first of all, I'm worshiping God and just thanking God for his goodness and mercy. And I've done that from 7 to 10 minutes. You know, I don't want to lie about it, but about 7 to 10 minutes, just worshiping the Lord, entering his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then I said it just like this. I said, now, Lord, I said, I want to talk to you about the election. Suddenly, I saw into the realm of the Spirit, and there sat the Lord on his throne. Jesus is alive, ladies and gentlemen. And he pointed his finger at me. And he said, don't talk to me about the election anymore. He said, I don't want to hear it. He said, the people are going to get exactly what they want. He said, but you tell them to read their Bibles, and what they're getting is 1 Samuel chapter 8. And in 1 Samuel chapter 8 is where they rejected God ruling over them as a people and wanted a king. And that's when Samuel anointed Saul. And you go read, and I'll guarantee you it's happening right now. But that doesn't mean that things can't be changed. Now, what did I do when that happened to me? Well, I had never had an experience like that. Never had I had an experience like that. And I knew the Lord wasn't just mad at me, but He was upset about the whole situation. And one of the people groups that He was upset with was the church, because they was voting in contradiction of His will. They didn't even take time to pray. They didn't even ask God what His will was. It was such a nostalgic historical moment that people voted for the moment, not for God. And the devil took advantage of it. And I'm not knocking anybody. And I said, Lord, what are we going to do? I tell you what I've done. I went, the pastor was kneeling down, we was praying. He was kneeling down in the front row, and Pastor Tony, and I tapped him on the shoulder. You know, I'd only been praying, less than 15 minutes. And he looked up at me, startled, because I don't ever do that, you know. Normally we go for a while of praying, you know. And I'm mic'd so the whole people can hear me, but now they can't hear anything. So people get restless and wonder, well, what's going on here, because they're praying. And I said, Pastor Tony, and I didn't turn the mic off. Because he said, what is it, Brother Randy? I said, you can have the service. I said, if you want to stay here all night, I said, I'll stay here with you. You know, whatever you want to do, I'll do. I said, but you are in charge of the service. He said, you sure you throw? I said, yeah. He said, well, that's not like you do. He said, you sure? I said, I'm sure. I sat down. He said, what happened? The fear of the Lord came upon me. But the Lord said, I don't want to hear it anymore. I was sure He didn't want to hear it anymore. So I'm not going before Him anymore. And I'm not going to talk to Him. And so I sat down. So he got up finally, you know, after about 5 minutes or so, because the whole service was kind of lost in. And he got up and asked me 3 more times, you sure you don't have anything? I said, no, Pastor Tony. He said, did you tell anybody else? No, I didn't. Because I didn't know if people would understand or not, you know. And so after service, we talked. And I shared with him exactly what had happened, how I had saw the Lord, and what the Lord had said to me. Now, I've said all these things tonight not to be tantalizing to you spiritually, but to make you aware that we can turn this nation around. And if we don't pray, if we don't take our authority, then this nation is headed in a direction quickly that we don't want to go. Spiritually, physically, economically, politically, socially, it's headed quickly in that direction. But can we turn it around? Absolutely, we can turn it around. The Bible says that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. God has given us supernatural spiritual authority. I read to you directly out of the Triumphant Church what Jesus told Kenneth E. Hagin, and how the church can take responsibility over what the church has responsibility for what happens in a nation, and can take responsibility as to what goes on in a nation. And that's your and our job, ladies and gentlemen. We have the authority to put the devil in his place, and tonight we need to take that authority. So why don't we do something for a couple of minutes? Is that all right? If we actually practice what we preach, would that be all right? If you would like to stand, that would be fine. Why don't you just stand? I know you've been sitting a while. Now let's pray. I'll lead us in prayer. And you pray the way the Lord leads you. But let's pray for this nation. And let's pray, because again, how did this happen? The Lord woke me up this morning with this dream I had, and reminded me, get back to this. I told you in February of 2008. That's over a year ago. And you've let some things slip. But ladies and gentlemen, we can change it in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There, you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and e-books. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast, and remember, God is with us.